How do people get started? Where do they get stuck? Does their family really follow along when they want to get organized? Wouldn't you love to peek behind the curtain and see how other people in the 100-day program are actually getting their home organized? Well, that's what we're going to be doing from now on the Wednesday new Organize 365 podcast. I would love to introduce you to your fellow Organize 365 members that are on this home organization journey with you. Let's see how they have gone from disorganized to organized. I am super excited to have Michelle on the podcast today. You guys probably know Michelle because she answers almost all of the emails that come through the email inbox if Pat doesn't grab them first. Michelle, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much.
I am so happy to be here. Interested to hear, how did you first find Organize 365? Because it was before you came to work for me.
Well, before I came to work for you. I don't know. There was a time in my life that things just didn't seem to be clicking. So I was at work one day. I was a little bored. And I started searching for some organizing tip for something. And I came across your blog. And I believe it was actually even before you launched the podcast, or it was right around the time at the very beginning of the podcast.
Okay, so sometime between 2012 and 2014. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, wow.
I've been a long time listener.
Long time listener, first time caller. Okay, so you have a day job, but you also worked at the Container Store. So were you working at the Container Store at that point?
No, I didn't start there till about a year or two after that.
Okay. All right. So tell us about who lives in your family, and then you can tell us your organizing story.
Okay. Well, in my house right now, it's just me and my mom and then three cats. That's it. I'm her only child, so I'm the blessed one.
Fun.
And then, okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead and tell us you were Googling, you found me, but you found other stuff too. Like, you follow a lot of professional organizers, and you worked at the Container Store, and like, you know a lot about organization and what's out there right now.
Yeah, I've always been relatively organized in my mind. but I found that I like things to be, if it's not perfect, then I would just be like, whatever, I'm done. I'm not going to work on it. And at the time when I was actually looking for you, we had renovated the house. I had taken over the house for my mother, and I went from about a 1,250 square foot house to 2,500 square foot house. Okay. So we were kind of merging households at the time, I guess you would say. So even though we were gaining more space, we were gaining a lot less wall. We were losing walls, and I just needed to figure something out, because if it wasn't perfect, which it wasn't going to be, there was no way that I couldn't let a brand new house just kind of, you know, be disorganized.
Okay. So were you moving into your childhood home or where your mom was, or did the two of you go together into a house?
This is my childhood home. Okay. And my mother was sick. She had cancer and melanoma 23 years ago. And they actually gave her 6 months to live, and she decided it wasn't her time. And so over time, she just decided the house was still in her name. And she was like, she just felt that if something happened to her, because my dad was sick, something happened to her, she needed to do something. So she signed it over to me, put it all in my name. And then that's when my house is very small. It was an 8-room Cape Cod style house, very small. I had 27 inch doorways. Like, we had to take the frame off the door to move a refrigerator. So when this all happened, I said, this is my time we need to blow open some walls. And what started as a very small kitchen renovation ended up being an entire house renovation.
Okay. So when did you start the renovation?
In May of 2013.
Okay. And so you're an only child, right? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. Okay. With my mother. Yeah.
Okay, so I know that there are a lot of Gen X and millennials that are in this situation now where maybe they've lived in an apartment, or they lived in a smaller studio or a condo or whatever, and now instead of selling the family home, they are moving into the family home.
Like, I know a lot of people have done that. So I think it's interesting. What were some of the things you thought about in renovating that house, knowing that you and your mom were going to be living there? What'd you do with the bedrooms? What'd you do with the living spaces? What do you like that you did? What would you suggest? Oh, maybe don't do this, but definitely do this.
Well, I had a small, tiny, tiny bedroom to the point that at 38 years old, I had children's furniture in there. It was so small. That's all we could get in there. So that was my big, biggest thing was, I needed to add a bedroom to make it bigger. So on the first floor, I'm on the first floor, always have been. I extended my bedroom, made it big, and then took my old bedroom, made half of it the laundry room and half of it my closet.
Nice.
So I have the master down on the first floor, but I sacrificed bedroom space for a bigger closet. Okay. And that was so worth it.
And if you guys are in the 100-day program, you can search the videos and you can see inside Michelle's closet. She has given you a video tour that she did when she lived at the container, worked at the container store, lived, worked, whatever. It is to die for. It is Pinterest. It's gorgeous.
Not today, but yeah.
But in that video, it was.
Yeah, it was so worth it. That's why I actually went to work at the container store, because I wanted to do the elf in my closet. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Once I did it over. But yeah, that was one of the things. My bedroom is definitely bigger now, but it was the conversation we had when I was doing it was, do you want to sacrifice on the bedroom size for the closet? I was like, that was a no-brainer for me.
Yeah.
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay, so you got a bigger bedroom. You got a better closet than you had before. Is that a second laundry room you put in, or did you just expand the laundry room you already had?
That's a laundry room. My laundry was in the basement before.
Okay.
So we brought it upstairs.
And so then your mom's room, is hers upstairs?
Yes. And her room, we extended, when we ended up adding the second floor, we added a 12x36 addition on the second floor, which was not in the original plans, but we ended up doing it. And we extended her room. So her room literally goes from the front of the house to the back of the house.
Okay.
It's huge.
Okay. Does she like it?
She does. The only problem is, because of the way my upstairs was built, it was a dormer. She still has her original 1970s bedroom furniture, because we don't know how to get it out of the house.
Okay, we're laughing, but there are so many people going, me too, me too. I don't know how to get the refrigerator in or out either. All right, anything else you would say about, what do you love about being in your childhood home?
I love my home. I love my neighborhood. The neighbors that I've had on both sides of me, I still hear, like, to my left is, my next door neighbor, Heather. Her and I were 4 days apart. I was born on the 6th. She was born on the 10th. So who grows up literally next door to people?
Yeah.
And their family's still here. Actually, her brother and sister live in the neighborhood still too. So it's a nice, quiet little neighborhood. And I just love the area. I love the home. And I know, we know everything that's going on with this house too. Like, that was one of the considerations. Mm-hmm. We were going to move. You know, my mother was thinking about getting an in-law apartment. And then, you know, we just went over all these different things. I'm like, well, we know everything about this house. We have done everything to it. And it just made more sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the same thing. Totally. Okay. So you're in your home. Did you move back in 2013, or were you there before 2013?
No, I've been here the whole time.
Okay. So just in 2013, you decide, like, this is the year we're going to get, I'm going to get my bedroom the way I want it. I'm going to get my closet the way I want it. Is that what started you getting organized?
I was laid off and I got a big check.
So okay.
Why not?
This is the story we had last week. Okay. All right. So apparently getting laid off is a big impetus to getting organized that I did not identify in Golden Windows.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So you decided that this was your time. You were going to focus on getting organized. Mm-hmm. And you found Organize 365, which did not have a podcast. Mm-hmm. And you made the designs and you started getting going on your house. What else did you do when you were getting started organizing?
Well, that's when I started, when I was originally like looking to do the closet, that's when I decided to start working at the container store. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize, I was literally starting to work there just for the Elfa discount. And then I realized once I got there, like, how much fun it was. And actually, I realized that I actually was more organized than I thought. And I was able to help out a lot of people. Like, I wasn't just up at the registers. They put me on the floor and, you know, people would ask me questions and I would give them ideas and suggestions. And 2 weeks later, people would actually come back looking for me with their pictures of what they did based on what I had said and mentioned. So that's when it really, you know, hit home that I did know a little bit of what I was talking about. You know, and that's when I started really, because I was working the two jobs, yeah. I had to refocus everything in the house. Like I didn't have the same schedule. Mm-hmm. So I had to make my time work when I was home. And that's when I noticed that the perfectionism piece of things didn't seem to matter as much. But at that time too, was when I joined the 100-day program with you, and you know, listening to you and your progress over perfection just really, really hit home with me.
So you were able to give yourself more grace.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. So and you joined,
it changed my life.
So you joined the 100-day program and this is while construction is going on and you're working two jobs.
I think the big construction had ended at that point.
Okay.
But we were still finishing doing, because we had obviously contractor issues, as everybody does. We were still finishing closets and mantles and fireplaces, smaller things. But yeah, that's when I was deciding that it was time for the closets. I wanted the closets my way.
And when was construction over? Do you remember?
Almost a year later.
So. Okay, so 2014-ish?
Yep.
Okay. So did you feel that you were kind of organized by 2015?
No, not quite. It was probably about another year and a half, a year later.
Okay. It
took me about 2 years.
Okay. So you're going through the 100-day program. You're in the Facebook group.
Yep.
What was your organizing journey like? Like that 2 years that you were getting organized, what was working? What wasn't working? What did you notice that worked first?
The kitchen. The kitchen and master bedroom, basically those were the two that I got through, you know, the first couple of rounds anyways. But the kitchen was a big one because again, we were combining two households into one and we were just trying to figure out, we had to really do a big declutter. So that was what that was one step that we really had to take, and most of my stuff won, fortunately. and then one thing that hit me is I have a drawer underneath my stove. When I did my kitchen, I didn't do a double oven. I only did one, which that's one of my regrets, but I have this drawer underneath that I put my Tupperware glass containers in, and was organized. One day when I organized it, and to this day, it is still organized to the point that when my mother or my aunt or whoever's here unloads the dishwasher, they pile all the containers up next to the cabinet because nobody will touch that cabinet. They're afraid to put anything away.
Because that one's perfect.
Yeah. Well, yes. And I had a friend that came over one day and he was looking for something. And I'm like, all right, well, just grab a little container out of that drawer. He opened it up and he was like, you've got to be kidding me. And he shut it. He's like, I've never seen anything like that. So that's when I really hit home that my kitchen was well on its way. And, you know, because I had never had a pantry before. So then I have all these new spaces that I had to organize. And I had actually had empty cabinet space too. And I just felt that I had to fill it up. But then listening to you and the 100-day program, I realized that I did not have to fill it up.
Okay, so you went from overflowing kitchen stuff, yours and your mother's, and you ended up paring that down to what you actually needed and loved and used. And you ended up with empty cabinet space?
I did.
Okay. And who does the majority of the cooking, or do you do different meals, or who cooks it? Or does nobody like me?
No, I do the majority of it.
Okay. And so what you wanted to cook with tended to win out.
Oh, yes.
So even though you had an empty cabinet, you could have put stuff in, you still got rid of stuff that was yours and your mother's if you didn't need it.
Yes, we did.
Wasn't that weird?
Mm-hmm. It was very weird.
It is very weird.
So good.
Yes, it is so weird though. I just want everybody to realize we acknowledge it is unusual, but it's true. Like, you don't have to fill that space.
Well, and prior to this, anything that I had kitchen wise that couldn't go in my, I had very small cabinets. I had some big ones underneath, but there was no shelving or anything. So any big appliances or anything had to be in my basement too. Like my KitchenAid mixer, I've had a KitchenAid mixer for 15 years and I probably used it once in 5 years because it was down in the basement. I didn't want to lug it up the stairs. Now it has its own spot in a corner of the kitchen and I've used it twice since Thanksgiving.
Okay. So, and we're recording this just like 4 days after Thanksgiving. So you've used it twice in 4 days.
Yes.
Do you tend to use that more in the winter than you do in the summer?
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Me too. I have one as well. And I only really use it in November and December and that's it.
Yeah. Me too, pretty much actually. But it's still there. I still have it on that counter.
I know. Isn't it nice? It is a beautiful ornament, I have to say, in a kitchen.
It is.
Okay, so you were on your organizing journey. It's probably around 2016 when you would say you were pretty much done, right? Mm-hmm. So what did done feel like to you?
It was just very relaxing and calm. Because where I was at the time working two jobs, I wasn't super stressed. Like, you know, everything was in its place and I was able to just kind of to come home and set up my schedule for the next day. And it was just very, very relaxing and calm.
Okay. So you're about done organizing your house. You've got two jobs. This is 2016. Did you experience any other unexpected events during this organizing journey other than the remodeling?
No, not really that I can think of right now.
Yeah. What did you have more of and what did you have less of by the time you were done getting organized?
Oh, definitely kitchen appliances and plates.
Less of those?
Yes.
I ended up with more silverware by the time I was done because I realized we were always running out, so I just bought more.
We did have a lot of, like, I did actually end up with a serving spoons. Like, actually, even on Thanksgiving, I'm like, wow, I have a lot of serving spoons.
Do you do Thanksgiving at your house?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay. And you have plenty of what you need, even though you pared down.
I do, yes.
Okay, so 2016, you're getting organized. I hired you in 2017, right?
Yes.
Okay, so tell us about your wanting to come work for Organized 365. What was that like?
Well, I have obviously listened to you for years, and I just love the way your approach is. I love how you teach everything. And again, like I said, the progress over perfection, give yourself grace. Like, it really makes a huge difference. And you know what you're talking about. And I really love listening to you. And then one day, it was 2 years ago in the beginning of November, I think it was late October, beginning of November, you put out the Coffee Chat podcast and I heard this. And at the time I was working at the Container Store and I was pretty much done with, like, I was just ready to move on. We were switching locations and I just didn't want to move to the new location, but I'm one that I need to keep busy. So that's why I like the second job too. Plus I got some amazing friends out of it, but I was just done. And then I heard your call, but you were looking for people in Cincinnati and I was like, well, that's not going to work. So I still applied anyways. And I remember sitting and it took me like an hour and a half to 2 hours to fill out the application.
We call it Organized 365 hazing the application process.
Oh, I was one of the lucky ones, though. I didn't have to go through the whole hazing.
When we have Mary on the podcast, she'll explain in detail the hazing process she had to go to get on the team. And now she's making sure everyone else has to have an equally arduous process to get on the team.
Yes. So I filled out the application and I just remember at the end of it writing to you saying, I know that you were looking for somebody specific in Cincinnati and I live in Boston, so I'm not near Cincinnati and I do know how to follow directions, but I just thought, what the heck, I'll give it a shot. And then that was on a Saturday and the following Sunday I got an email from you and I was like over the moon ecstatic. That was just for the interview.
Yes. And now almost everybody in the Organized 365 community talks to you at some point or time in either the email or when you run the Sunday Basket Club or when you comment inside of the Facebook group or let them into the Facebook group. Like, Michelle does hashtag all things customer service. And you're amazing at it because you do evenings and weekends. So truth be told, during the day, like if you have a customer service question, we wait until the evening. Michelle answers it for you because she has all the answers. So what would you say are some of the most common questions that you get in email that people ask? Like, I haven't prepped her for this. I'm putting her on the spot. So most common questions people ask, or I see them come through a lot where people are like, I'm not sure, should I get this workbox or that workbox? Yeah. Or like, I have this experience going on, so should I sign up for the 100-day or should I wait?
What's the process like? Should I get the Sunday basket first? That's one of the biggest ones, is what the flow and what the order should be, because if they can only afford one item at a time or one program at a time,
right?
That's a huge one too.
Yeah, and we're going to be better about that in 2020. Now that we are not coming out with new products, it will be very clear, you know, by Sunday basket is always first, so you don't need to right. email. Sunday basket is always first, then 100 day, and then we go on from there. Because really, did you do it in that order? We didn't have a Sunday basket. We didn't have a Sunday basket program at all when you signed up for the 100 day.
We did not.
So now that you have both, Michelle, can you see, would the 100 day program have been easier for you if you started the Sunday basket first?
Probably, yes, to help me with, because my papers were not as organized as they should have been during that mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that would have made a huge difference.
Yeah. The Sunday basket just gives you so much peace of mind and order and extra time during your week. Like, it saves you so many hours during the week, even though it costs you hours on Sunday or Saturday or whatever day you do it, it saves you hours on every single other day, which is what is so cool. Like, I just did mine in 20 minutes, but last week it took me like 4 hours. So it's not always predictable how many hours it'll take you to prepare for your week, but it's a carved out time block on your calendar versus all of the loose time that you have.
Absolutely. And that's even like with me, my Sunday basket, I do like a deep dive every other week because I don't have as much going on as the average person does. So like this week it's overflowing and I cannot wait to get to it today. But yeah.
Are you running Sunday Basket Club today, or is Monique?
Yes, I am today because it's Super Sunday.
Super Sunday Basket Workshop Day. So now you know when we're recording it, the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Michelle's working hashtag all the hours on Sunday, apparently.
Yes. Sundays are my days.
So people who are emailing you and asking questions, what would you want to say to them when they're like, what should I do first? Should I do the 100-day program? We're going on a vacation. We're remodeling our house. You know, we're having a 100th birthday party. What do you usually tell them?
To join. Just join. To join at any time. Well, because it's a lifetime program. And now you can join at any time. Mm-hmm. So like a few people were saying, you know, they're not really prepared. They want to wait till January. I'm like, well, why not start now? Because then you can, whatever the little organizing that you do before the holidays will just help you that much further down the road. Especially mm-hmm. if you're questioning it and they're hesitant about it, or they just have it on their mind. Just go for it.
Yeah. I think they're not really emailing to ask us if they should. They just want to hear somebody else verbally say, yes, no, I hear what you're saying. Yes, you should do it. Like, they're just like double checking. Even if they've already gotten their spouse's buy-in or the kids or whoever, they're like, I'm not really sure. I think it's just that extra, like, do you really believe I can do it? Like, do you think I have what it takes to get my home organized? And we both say to you, yes, we really believe you have what it takes to get your home organized. Will it be organized tomorrow? No, but it will get organized. So Michelle, you're saying yours took about 2 years.
Yeah,
mine took about 2 years too, because I hadn't created the program yet. I say usually 12 to 18 months to get your home and paper organized, now that we have all the programs and processes in place. Is there anything you wish that you knew sooner?
Just how much better off I would feel and how much more peaceful it would be. Mm-hmm. And then I wish I did it a lot sooner. And the other thing is too, with me, is my mother was here, and my mother's a relatively organized person, not super organized, but she's not bad. She actually had her own Sunday basket that she's had for years. I think I told you this recently.
Yes, you got to tell this story. You told me this last week. It's hilarious.
Yeah, so all of a sudden we were talking about something and she pulls out this little basket and she's writing out her bills, because she's like, she still writes checks for everything and mails them in, does not do anything online, and she's doing that. And I'm like, oh, look, you have your own Sunday basket. She's like, yeah, I know. I've had it for years. She's like, that's what I do. Every Sunday I pull it out and do my stuff and then put it back. I mean, again, hers was mostly bills, and because she doesn't have a lot of paperwork, but like she said, she throws everything in it. And that way, if she ever needs to know where something is, that's where it is.
Yeah, Joey just asked me today. He said, you know, when do you open all your mail? And I said, I do it once a week on Sunday. Yeah. And I don't think that, and I've said many times, the Sunday basket is not like the newest idea on earth, and no one's ever thought of having a system like this. I'm just the only one who created a physical product and a process in order to teach you how I go through mail. Most organized people who have a lot of free time have some sort of a Sunday basket process. They just don't know how to explain to you what they do. And the piece that most systems don't have is that 2.0 system that we have for all of your ongoing projects and ideas that you have that you're not going to do next week. Most people have to-do lists and mail and things like that, but they don't know how to keep track of all the additional projects.
Yeah, definitely. I still have the 2.0s and I don't look at them all. I'm not as religious about looking through them as I should be.
Mm-hmm.
So
I look through my 2.0 slash boxes, I would say like every 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Mostly they're just there for me to continue adding ideas or, you know, things that I need to take care of. But I have to be in the mood to do one of the 2.0 slash pockets.
Well, a big one that I had, which I completely hashtag failed on, was my Christmas card list. I was going to go through it, make sure it was all updated. That's been in there for 6 months now, and I never got to it.
But don't you find that even sometimes when you have the time, you don't necessarily, you have to have the time and the energy.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? So it just holds it there until you're ready to do it. And then now that it's December, maybe you'll be ready to do it.
Maybe. Hopefully. Yeah.
I ran into somebody yesterday and they said, yeah, I'm not sending Christmas cards. I'm just saying I'm an environmentally friendly person. I was like, fine, don't do it. You don't have to. Christmas cards are not an obligation. Nothing at the holidays are an obligation.
No.
Okay, Michelle, you are great at decorating your house for the holidays.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, you're all about all the decorating. Do you have any decorating tips, or you want to tell us about any of the decorating that you do in your holidays or the traditions that you have?
Well, I just finished today. Yeah, well, yesterday and today, we put up our tree on Veterans Day.
Okay.
We don't necessarily decorate it on Veterans Day, but I have to move a little bit of furniture, move the rug. So I always choose Veterans Day. And that way I can clean the living room while, you know, get the living room cleaned and then move the furniture and get the tree up. And that way that's just one less thing that I have to do, because that takes about a couple of hours.
Yes.
So that way I don't have to worry about that. And then this year we plugged the tree in and some of the lights didn't work.
I hate that.
That was a little challenge. I did try to see if I could fix them and I didn't. So I just went out and bought new ones. But that was the thing, is I had time to go out and get new lights, strand them, put them on the tree, and we finished decorating it this morning.
When is Veterans Day?
November 11th.
Okay, I like that idea. So it's not necessarily decorating for Christmas, just getting the house prepped and the tree up so then you could decorate after Thanksgiving. Is that when you typically do it, after you have Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah, and where I host Thanksgiving, you know, it's okay to have the tree in the corner of the room. And we actually light it up, but yeah, there's just nothing on it.
Yeah. Well, I pulled mine out of the box this year because we just got them a couple of years ago that are pre-lit. And I bought one that has like three different kinds of pine tree leaves. And then it has pine cones on it, and I plugged it in and I said to Greg, looks good to me. I don't think we have to add any ornaments. He goes, fine. I was like, great. So we have that one in the family room, and then we have one with ornaments in the living room. But I was just done. Like, I don't know. The decorating, nobody helps. Why does nobody help?
I don't know. But yet they all want it done.
Right. I know. So our family room tree so far still does not have ornaments on it, and I don't know. I brought up the kids' ornament boxes. I was like, here are your ornaments. You can put them on your tree. You can put them on this tree. I bought Abby a tree for the basement, so she has a Christmas tree. She can take them down there if she wants. And they both go, no, we don't want to put them up. And I put all of Greg's and our ornaments on the living room tree, which is huge, and there are no more branches left. We have a ridiculous amount of ornaments. And I'm like, you know what? If they don't want to put them up, and I'm fine with the tree naked because it's a nice tree, I'm like, they're going to go back down in the basement. If they change their mind, they can put them up. We'll see if I stick with that. You have to follow along on Instagram to see if I stick with that. But yeah, I also had put all of our scrapbooks in the family room on this big long counter that I used to put our whole nativity set up on. So I put Mary with holding baby Jesus and Joseph right next to the TV on the mantle. I said, there's our nativity set. And Greg goes, is Jesus in there at least? And I was like, yeah, Mary's holding him. He goes, all right then. And we have this gorgeous nativity set my mother-in-law gave us. And we have all the pieces, like it could go on this big long counter, but I don't have the counter. And I was like, Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus, that's all we get this year.
Yeah. Well, we've discovered too, when we had, even though we had a very small house, we had a lot of walls. Mm-hmm. We had built-in bookshelves with, like, you know, little corner cabinets.
Yes.
We had this desk in the middle of the hallway with all these shelves. We don't have any of that space anymore. So we do have a lot of Christmas decorations that we've have to weed through, which we have been. But I guess I didn't realize I was as sentimental as I am. And I'm like, I don't want to get rid of that yet. But we actually did. We got rid of a few things this year. Like a couple broken things we ended up throwing out. But that's the thing is we have still have a lot of extra decorations and not as much space. Mm-hmm. So we've made it a pact that this year when we put the stuff away, we're going to weed through it. Because I actually have like a 55-gallon bin in the attic still. We haven't even taken out in the last 2 years.
Yeah, so, I've gotten rid of a lot, but I have two full bins downstairs that I decided not to put up this year. And I don't know, I'm going to keep them because the kids are 18 and 19. I think in a couple of years, you know, when they have their own place and I truly give them their stuff, they might want some of the stuff that I have saved. Mm-hmm. And we are currently redoing our living room and getting some new living room furniture. It's been like 22 years since we got that. And I'm trying to figure out what it's going to look like. So maybe the nativity set will be on the table in there next year. I don't know yet. So I'm not getting rid of stuff right now since I kind of feel like I'm in that transition space. But I just needed a simpler Christmas this year. And honestly, it's not because I don't have the time. I have plenty of time. I could go spend all day decorating if I want today. I would really rather watch Netflix and do a puzzle than go and figure out how to rearrange my whole entire house to put up all the decorations that I own.
Yeah, we did it. I did every single wall space. I'm also hosting my family Christmas party this year.
Okay.
So that's another reason I went like real big, like, I mean, to the point, because I have that first floor master.
Yes.
That's my room is the room that everybody puts their coats on in.
Oh yeah.
So, I mean, I have a Christmas shower curtain in my bathroom and I got a Christmas comforter this year too. So.
This does not surprise me at all. Well, Greg and I did have fun though. We need a new wreath for the outside above the garage. And so he's like, let's go to Target. I'm like, all right. So we go to Target. Of course, they have nothing. I'm like, Home Depot. Like Home Depot, yes. Lowe's, this is where you go for big outdoor. So we went in there and it was like an adult date. And he got a wreath for above there. He got a really cute little thing by our front door that looks like an old English lantern. We got one of those little light up snowmen for the front yard and lights for the trees. We hadn't gotten new stuff outside in a while. So he got all of that. And then I had told him when I put up my garland in the dining room, I was like, oh, this looks so sad. And half the lights didn't work. And it was like, I don't know, 14 years old. And it's just, you know, like a 5-foot piece of garland. So we see this beautiful garland that has red berries and pine cones and ribbons. Mm-hmm. It's 9 feet. And it was like $75. It was ridiculous. I was like, I want that. He's like, okay. I bring it home and I put it up in the same place I had the old one. I'm like, Greg, look at the old one. It's like a fat caterpillar. This is a gorgeous garland. Yeah. And he's like, that caterpillar. And they looked at it. It's on the floor. And it had the big, they were really popular like 10 years ago. These big, like 1-inch round bulbs that were like frosted.
Yeah.
And none of them worked. And he was like, that does look like a fat caterpillar. He's like, wow, I can't believe what a difference like one new garland will do with, you know, these candles that we have that I love. And I'm so excited about that. And just making those little tiny upgrades to the places that you still want to decorate. But I still didn't put off all my decorating. He's having fun outside, though. He also got one of those projector things, like projects snowflakes onto your house. He's having fun being Chevy Chase.
I did my outside yesterday, and I actually got a giant. I know it's not giant. I thought it was going to be giant, but thank God, goodness it wasn't. Olaf from Frozen.
Yeah? Yeah.
I'm obsessed with Olaf. I got it last year after the day after Christmas. Home Depot had two left, so I got one.
The and inflatable kind?
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, he's little. He's like 4 feet tall. The problem is, again, this perfectionism thing, he won't stand up perfectly straight. Mm-hmm. So I'm having a hard time with him. Yeah. Well, he leans backwards. He's like going backwards. Well,
he's fat. He's got to lean back for his belly.
Well, it was a little windy yesterday too when I put him up. But yeah, but I had a lot of fun with the outside too with the show. It was fun.
Yeah, we got one of those little, they come really flat in a box. And I'm thinking, how in the world is this fit in this flat box? And then it just poof, comes down. It's like a little metal snowman. Greg goes, oh, this isn't going to last more than a year. This thing is going to be toast. And I said, do you want any of the inflatables? Look, all the inflatables, because all of the other years when we would go to buy that kind of stuff, we would wait too long or we'd try to get a deal and then they're always sold out. So we're there, you know, the day before Thanksgiving or the weekend before Thanksgiving. I was like, get whatever you want, you know, what do you want for the yard? Pick the inflatable you want. And so you got this little snowman. I'll have to put it on Instagram. It's cute.
Definitely.
I love snowmen.
I do too.
Well, actually, I get more excited about taking the Christmas down because I have a huge snowman collection and then those go in the place of Christmas because we don't like it when Christmas comes down and then your house feels so bare and it's winter because, you know, you're in Boston, I'm in Cincinnati. We've got, you know, months of winter ahead of us. Like, we need to have festivity around us to get us through.
Today's our first snowstorm.
Oh, you're getting snow today?
Suppose. Well, I'm on the coast, so I'm probably not going to get much. But yeah, we're getting, the rest of the state is up to like 12 to 18 inches.
Greg did say it was going to snow tonight, but because I don't check the weather or the news, am I getting a lot of snow today?
They did say it was coming across the country. So.
In case you're wondering what Lisa misses, anything related to news, weather, it's all a surprise to me. Oh, look, it's snowing.
Yes.
Really clueless.
And I actually cleaned out my, so that's the other thing with the 100-day program is like this week or last week was the garage and the storage area. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm not doing my garage in December.
Right.
So I switched and did it in October. And we totally got it out, cleaned out the garage, reorganized it. And now I had, yesterday I moved the snowblower out of the way. I got all the ice melt out because I knew exactly where everything was. I wasn't tripping over stuff to find it. So that made a huge difference in getting ready for the snow too.
Yeah, you get a ridiculous amount of snow.
Yeah, we had, I think it was 2015, we had like over 120 inches within like a month. It started in January. This, predicting this year is going to be like that too.
Oh, that's no good.
I don't mind it.
All right. Well, we hope that you enjoy this Wednesday podcast and our general musing at the end. Michelle and I just start talking. We on Voxer, like on the weekends, I'm like, so what are you doing? We just start talking back and forth and we love it. So we hope that you enjoyed it as well. And hopefully you have a very Merry Christmas. This will come out before Christmas.
Thank you.
Are you loving these new podcasts? Oh my gosh. I could talk to you guys forever, and I love talking to you actually in person. If you have a story and you would love to share it on the podcast, just go to organize365.com/Wednesday to apply.